Art, a win could do a lot for the Seahawks.
There's a lot at stake here, and it's finally going to be a championship week. That's been Pete Carroll's favorite mantra throughout the season. We approach every week as 1-0, and right. Yeah, it's a championship week. Well, he's finally going to have it come true, at least in terms of the stakes, Sunday against Arizona. Should the Seahawks beat the Cardinals, they will be the NFC West division champion. Coming with division title means, in this case, a bye in the first round and home field advantage in the playoff games, which could be up to 2, in Seattle. So that's really a big deal. And it also has stakes for Arizona because they are 9-5 right now and on the outer edge of the playoffs because they've had a remarkable second half of the season. After the Seahawks beat them 34-22 in Phoenix on October 17th, they've won 6 of the last 7 games to be considered a formidable adversary for this weekend. If the Seahawks take them lightly, it's going to be grim. And they have a lot of renewed energy with this team that will make them a serious opponent Sunday, not somebody who's laying down and playing out the string.
Well, the Seahawks have the best record in the NFL at 12-2, and they've really lived up to expectations this season. That's been a tall order.
It has been. Ever since the Seahawks lost their playoff game in Atlanta in January, there's been an expectation of this team to be a Super Bowl contender and make the Super Bowl and win it from January. And they have managed to fulfill expectations. Pete Carroll has done a marvelous job at keeping a competitive edge with this team throughout. Even though they've played a number of lousy teams in the first half of the year, they won the games. They didn't have a fall off. The one game where they slipped was falling behind a winless Tampa Bay team 21-0, yet they came back and won the game. So that's a hard thing to do in only a 16-game season. You have to have an edge each time, and Carroll has done a marvelous job in maintaining that for the Seahawks, and I think the players get a lot of credit for it, especially Russell Wilson, who really takes Pete Carroll's mantras to heart and is the embodiment of a guy who never looks ahead, never looks back, and, as he says, lives in the now.
Right. Well, there's been a big national embrace of not just Russell Wilson, but the Seahawks as a team, which is not something that Seattle fans are used to.
It is remarkable how many people are looking upon the Seahawks as a darling, as a team to embrace. The national media has understood fully that this is a very good team full of wonderful characters and skilled players. So it's really a team to like, even if you're not from Seattle. And there's been a big embrace around the nation. And certainly the number of Seahawks fans who show up for road games has been very, very impressive to a lot of people. So it's a great blend of fan base, talent, and coaching that has brought the Seattle sports market to the precipice of, dare I say, greatness.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.